Cyberbullying is the use of electronic communication to bully a person, typically by sending messages of an intimidating or threatening nature. This can include abusive and hurtful messages and images, humiliation and imitation online, exclusion of others online, and cruel online chats. Cyberbullying also has a major effect on mental health. It can make the receiver feel scared, unsafe, and as if they cannot escape the harassment of the bullies, as it follows them home and does not just stay at school. Therefore, having time off school will not help the situation, as the victim will still receive hurtful messages and threats whilst they're at home. Cyberbullying can cause the victim to develop anxiety, depression, and they may have trouble sleeping, concentrating on schoolwork, and may even have suicidal thoughts. 80% of teens use smartphones every day, and 7 out of 10 are cyberbullied. 80% of teens also use Facebook, and 54% of them are bullied on the site. 24% of youths use Instagram, and 24% of those teens have reported being cyberbullied. 28% of the 43% of youth members who use Twitter have experienced cyberbullying. From a Tell Them From Me survey held at Campbelltown Performing Arts High School last year, the results showed that 25% of students had revealed that they were bullied in some way during the year of 2018. 84% of these students who were bullied were also a victim of cyberbullying or online harassment on social media sites such as Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, or some other form of social media. This type of bullying is getting worse and worse due to more people having a lot more access to the internet and technology due to many schools doing most of their classwork online. Therefore, students have access to the internet and technology during school hours and not just at home. This results in students being able to harass each other online all hours of the day. Your socioeconomic status can influence cyberbullying, as you are likely to get picked on if you are from a bad or poor area and don't have the same stuff as your friends. It can also affect how much support is available for you, as you might not be able to afford counselling or psychology services for mental illnesses that you may develop as a result of the harassment. Your level of education can also affect your knowledge of how to prevent or stop cyberbullying, as well as your knowledge of support services. The environment in which you live and your geographic location may affect your ability to gain help and support from counsellors, as there might not be many services in your area. Your sociocultural status can affect cyberbullying, as you may be subject to racism or bullying based on your cultural beliefs. In the Sydney Southwest region, and in Campbelltown in particular, there is a large variety of mental health support services available for young people to access within a close proximity. Medicare also covers 5 free sessions with a counsellor or psychologist each calendar year. This makes it easier for young people of Campbelltown to access support when they are having a rough time or need assistance with a mental illness. Barriers that may prevent change include lack of control over what kids and teens do on the internet, as well as not being able to escape the online world due to our whole lives being based online. Victims of cyberbullying often don't speak up because they're scared that the threats and harsh comments will get worse. Governments are holding schools legally responsible for eliminating cyberbullying, however, this approach is not working. Most schools have policies in place to address cyberbullying and should be able to provide support to you and other students, no matter whether the bullying is from a student at our school or not. At the moment, schools and governments are using a law enforcement approach to try to stop cyberbullying by dealing with it all contradictory attitudes and behaviours as if it is a crime that will not be accepted. This approach makes social life out to be made up of a mixture of terrible bullies, innocent victims, and bystanders who allow bullying to happen. A better approach about dealing with cyberbullying is based off the understanding that human beings are not going to be perfect angels and they are going to make mistakes and do bad things sometimes. This is a realistic approach, but it is not about letting bullying off lightly. Some other strategies that can help overcome the issue of cyberbullying while using this approach include encouraging young people to speak up about the harassment straight away and convince them that it will be dealt with efficiently. There are also many support networks available in the Sydney Southwest region, such as Kids Helpline, Beyond Blue, Headspace, MacArthur Mental Health Service, Northside Group MacArthur Clinic, and Adolescent Mental Health Unit. Another strategy to overcome cyberbullying might be to get all parents to have a conversation at home with their children about the effects of offensive and mean comments and make sure that they understand that they might think it's a joke at the time, but it isn't a joke to the receiver and it can really take a toll on the victim.